Lesson 16. The 16th lesson. Moscow, our socialist capital. We are reconstructing Moscow. The 10-year plan of reconstruction was adopted by our party and our government in 1935. This plan is bringing great changes to Moscow. Our narrow, crooked streets are disappearing. Wide, smooth roads are appearing in their place. We are building modern, light factories, houses, and schools. Where old, dark buildings stood, we now have green parks and squares. We are improving our means of transport. Many parts of Moscow are now connected by our beautiful new underground. Buses, trolley buses and motor cars run everywhere. All the parts for these machines are made in our Soviet workshops. Our Moscow River is no longer narrow. It is a wide river with new bridges and smooth granite embankments. Water is brought to Moscow by the Moscow-Volga Canal. This canal was finished on the 4th of July, 1937. It is the greatest undertaking of its kind in the world. Moscow is now a large port. It is connected by river and canal with the White Sea, the Baltic, and the Caspian. In a few years, it will be connected by canal with the Black Sea. The north and south of the Soviet Union are now connected by rivers, canals, railways, and other means of transport. Moscow, the red capital of the land of the Soviets, is becoming one of the most beautiful cities of the world.
Conversation. Where do we live?
We live in the Soviet Union.
What is the name of our socialist capital?
Its name is Moscow.
Is Moscow a beautiful city?
Yes. Moscow is one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Is Moscow a port?
Yes. Moscow is a port now. It is connected by river and canal with the White Sea, the Baltic, and the Caspian.
Is Moscow connected by canal with the Black Sea?
No, not yet, but it will be in a few years.